This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The South Dakota Public Utilities Commission meeting is called to order. It is Friday, January 27th, 2023 at 9:30 Central Time. We are in room 413 of the State Capitol in Pierce, South Dakota. This is Chairman Christy Feagan. With me today is Commissioners Chris Nelson and Commissioner Gary Hansen. So, do we have approval of the minutes of the commission meeting held on January 5th, 2023, and the show cause hearing held on January 5th, 2023?
Move to approve.
Move to approve. Is there any discussion or amendments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagan votes aye. Minutes are approved. Consumer report, Ms. Gregg.
Thank you. The commission received a total of 46 contacts since the last report was prepared for the January 17th, 2023 commission meeting. Four contacts related to telecommunication services, 14 contacts related to electric services, four contacts related to natural gas service, four contacts related to wireless service, two contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, five contacts related to carbon pipelines, 13 contacts related to issues that are not regulated by the PUC, 1,728 of the 1,729 contacts received in 2022 have been resolved, and 94 of the 104 contacts received in 2023 have been resolved.
Thank you, Ms. Gregg. Is there any questions? Thank you. We are going to keep the agenda in order. We're going to start with TC22-057 in the matter of the application of Beersford Municipal Telephone Company for an amended certificate of authority. Today, our question is, shall the commission approve the request for the waiver? Shall the commission approve the request for the amended certificate authority? So we'll go ahead with Beersford.
Good morning, Commissioner and staff. This is Marlene Bennett with Consortia Consulting, and today I'm here on behalf of Beersford Telephone. We are asking for their certificate of authority to be amended to expand their local service area to include recent areas annexed into the city of Beersford. We'll rely on the information we've previously filed in this docket, and as you're aware, Austin Hansen is also on the line, and we'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Clarity does not have a representative in the room or on the phone, so staff.
Thank you. This is Kristen Edwards for staff. We have reviewed the docket. It was originally brought before the commission or placed on the agenda for the November 18th commission meeting and later deferred to give Beersford time to notify Vast Broadband. We have since heard from Vast that they did not wish to intervene in this docket. Therefore, we put it back on the agenda, and we recommend granting the waivers and the amended certificate of authority.
Thank you. Questions of the commission. Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, in TC22-057, I move that the commission approve the requested waiver and that the commission approve the request for an amended certificate of authority.
Thank you. Is there a discussion on your motion? Are you going to yield to the chair?
I don't have the floor, so the chair has the
Do you want to
the
speak?
Floor. No.
Oh, okay. First of all, I just want to thank Beersford for going out in an area where it's not currently served. I just appreciate you realizing that we need to bring broadband everywhere, and I appreciate Vast and Clarity giving up an area where they're not serving currently. So thank you for continuing our mission of bringing broadband across the state. Other comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagan votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to HP22-002 in the matter of the application of Navigator Heartland Greenway LLC for a permit to under the South Dakota Energy Conservation Conversion and Transmission Facilities Act to construct the Heartland Greenway Pipeline in South Dakota. The question before the commission is, shall the commission grant party status to any additional individuals who have filed the application for party status, or how shall the commission proceed? Go ahead, Brian. So we must have got disconnected, or he's on mute.
Are you I'm sorry, Chair. Are you speaking, Brian Jordy, for landowners?
Yes.
Or someone else? Okay. Yeah. I don't have an objection to any landowner being added as party status.
And that was Mr. Jordy, right? Jordy.
Yeah, Jordy. Yep, thank you.
Navigator.
Thank you, Commissioner. James Moore on behalf of Navigator. My understanding is there's one application for party status pending that was filed on January 17 by Leslie Petty, and we have no objection to that application being granted.
Is there any comments from staff?
Staff has no objection.
Is discussion on the motion, or we're going to close that. Any questions of commissioners? Otherwise, is there a motion?
In HP 22-002, I move the commission grant party status to the one applicant that we received on January 17th.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. It passes. Items for discussion. I don't believe we have any items for discussion for the commission. Public comment. There is nobody in the room, and there's nobody that signed up in advance online. Just for the future, our next regular meeting is Thursday, February 9th, 2023 at 2:00 in the state capitol. Any other items for the business?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Is there a second? Oops. It doesn't require a second. Sorry. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. We are adjourned.